are thousands of candidates vying for at least 18,000 posts across the country. And there are at least five major candidates for the presidency. Bongbong Marcos Jr., the son of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos, is leading local surveys here.
Dapat na po ay pagpatuloy ang ating kilusan hanggang tayo'y makatagumpay.
Analysts say he's been using social media to rewrite history for many years. Vice President Leni Robredo is leading the fight for the opposition. Before joining government, she was a human rights lawyer and a development worker. Her campaign theme, Radical Love, has garnered widespread support across the country. But her biggest challenge, how to fight the widespread disinformation attacks thrown against her.
Kaya, tara na, ipanalo na natin ito.
Senator Ping Lacson has the longest experience in government among all the candidates. He was chief of police and he was also senator for many years. But many question his human rights record and his support for the controversial anti-terror law. Mayor Isko Moreno's story is quintessentially Filipino. As a boy, he scavenged for food before becoming a popular actor.
We wish for better things for our people. Sana makarawas na tayo sa pandemya nito. Yun ang pinaka-importante ngayon, yung buhay at kabuhayan ng tao.
His performance as Manila mayor has inspired so many, and many see him as a formidable candidate. But many also question whether he is truly ready for the presidency. Renowned boxer Manny Pacquiao says God will pave the way for him to become president, just like in his boxing career.
Samahan ninyo ako, dahil ang laban ni Manny Pacquiao, hindi laban lang sa sarili ko, laban sa pamilya, kundi laban ng bawat Pilipino.
This election is no different. Patronage politics remain rooted in the country's electoral system. Most candidates are using money, popularity, and family connections to get elected.